Okay, let us get into Tehillim, Perek, Nun, Vav, Perek 56, chapter 56, as we continue here in Sefer Tehillim and all of the emotions that David HaMelech is expressing. This Perek takes us back, according to many Mefarshim, again, as we've noted, even if it relates to a specific event, most of the time we don't know, Chazal tell us what the event, but here it says explicitly what the event is, but it's meant to be used as a springboard for any Jew in a parallel situation. So the event here is relating to what David already spoke about in Perek Lamed Dalid. Perek Lamed Dalid is when he had a runaway, Teretz plished him, and he was caught by Achish, and his advisors wanted to kill him, and David HaMelech acted like a crazy person, like a shota, and in that way he was saved. Right? That's the parak that we say every Shabbos morning, where David HaMelech says, L'David, v'shanoso es tamo lifnei Avimelech. David says, when I changed my makeup in front of Avimelech, v'yigarsheu, and he threw me out, and then we have the mizmor. So that parak is on top of the world. This parak is where the salvation didn't happen yet, and David is in fear. And David is asking for the salvation. That's what it sounds like. In about Perek Lamed Dalet earlier, it was related to the story in, again, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph. And you have the psukim here that he runs. Vayomar Kohen, Cherev Goliath, Aplishti, Asher Kisbe, Mekaila. Vayakam David Yivrach, Vayamahu, B'nei Shaul. David HaMelech runs away from Shaul. Vayavo El Achish Melech Gat. He comes to Achish. Vayomar Avdei Achish Elav. The Avdei Achish say to him, Hallo Zed David Melech Aretz. They say, this is David. Halolazeh ya'anu ba'machalos le'mar. Isn't this the one that they were singing? Hikash sha'u ba'alafav, the David b'rvavosav. Right? This is the one that they were saying that about. And some say it was even his brother. Yishbi Benov was the one that recognized David. Vayasim David asavar ma'ela bilvavo. David put these things in his heart. Vayira ma'od b'bnei achash melakad. He was very fearful. And what does it say there? In Shmuel Aleph, vayishano es tamo b'enehem. Vayisholel bi'adam. He starts acting like a crazy person. Vayisav al dasos ashar vayored riroz kanu. He lets his spittle go. He starts acting crazy. Vayomer Achish alavadav, and Achish says the amazing line to his servants. Hine tiru ish mishtageya. Lama taviu oso elai. What, this guy's a mishugana. Why are you bringing him to me? Chasar mishuga imanochi. Do I have, I don't have enough mishugaim? Ki havetem ezel ishtageya alai. Hazeh yavol besi. He's gonna come. And in that way, David HaMelech was saved. Right, it's also the Medrash that David HaMelech looks at the Shota and says, what do you need these people in the world? What's the purpose? And Hashem says, you're going to need that. You're going to need that. So, but that's the, when he was eventually saved. But this parak is earlier. So, Lamnat Seach. This is about, again, the original fear that he had, but it's meant to be generalized that whenever somebody is in fear, like many of the prakim, it's meant to give chizuk. So, Lamnat Seach al Yonas Elem Rechokim. Right? When you have a Yonah, a dove that is elam from the alem, silent, and elam, rechokim, far from its home. Right, we just had in the last perek that David HaMelech wishes to be a Yonah. Mi yitain li aver kayona, we just said. I want to be a Yonah, a'ufa veshkona, and then I'll be able to rest. Remember we had the thought from the Alshech. I'll be able to rest, because he's talking about the Yonah by Noach that rested. And he wanted to be a Yonah, but this is a Yonah that's silent, that doesn't have anything to say, that is distant. That Yonas Elem, Rechokim L'David, Michtam. Michtam is more of a serious parak. Ve'echoz also plishtim bagat. When the plishtim, they surrounded him and they grabbed him in Gat when he ran away. Right, that is the context. Remember the later story of Yishbi Benov, where Yishbi knew exactly what David looked like. That was later on. That's the fascinating story in Sanhedrin on Daf Sadi Hey, where David HaMelech was led by the Satan, who dressed up like a deer. Right, this is right after a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "What type of punishment do you want?" The David said, "I'll take the punishment. Let my children live." And v'lo yichle zari mutav she'emsar biyad oyev. So there, and then he was sent. He was led. He was hunting, and he was led into the forest. And that's where Yishbi Benov catches him. He's the one who killed my brother Goliath. This time he's not going to let him get away. This time he's not going to just say to Achish, right? Some say to the king, to Avimelech, to Achish, Kafte, right? He tied him up, he threw him, and that's the Mashche, and he pulled him at the Amtelar's Tute Badia. He put him on the ground, and then he took a steamroller and went over him, and magically the ground sunk in, so David wasn't crushed. It's that's what we had earlier. Tarchtiv tzadi tzadoi tachtoi velo madu karsuloi. That's the pasuk in Tehillim Yudches. Hahu yom ha'pani malishapse. It was Friday. Avishai ben Tsruya avikachayif reishay. Avishai ben Tsruya was in the shower. Bidal garvi demaya. Chazinu kismei dam. All of a sudden, he sees blood drops in the water. Ikadamri or asa yona. A yona. Again, a yona. Itriv kameh. So a yona that was injured, that was thrashing. Different pshat than what it means. Amar, he says, Bnei Yisrael compared to a yona. Shner kanfe yona nechpa bekesef. Shmamina. David Melch Yisrael b'tzara shari. So the Yona was the remez that sent Avishai searching for David. So here David Melch says it's the Yona Elam, it's the silent Yona. Maybe it's connecting to that Yona. So again, this was the context where this was said. There is a sefer, just to be aware from, because the parak, the Yonas Elam, the Kuntres Yonas Elam, is a sefer that was written by Rabbi Yona Karpilov. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He was killed in the Holocaust. And they named the sefer Yonah. His name was Yonah, and now it's silent. Right? He was killed. Yonas Elam, but it comes from this from the pasuk Yonas Elam. He was from Minsk, and they put out his Lumdish sefer on various topics in Shas. Chaneni Elokim. So David Melech here is davening. Chaneni Elokim ki sha'afani enosh. Please, Hashem, show favor to me. Ki sha'afani. Sha'afani means being swallowed up. People want to swallow me. Rashi says, mitzapim leval eini. Kol hayom lochem yilchatzeini. All day the fighters against me press me. How many prakim and tehillim have this theme? That somebody Bitsaris, so many David HaMelech who wrote Tehillim, so many of these prakim are about Bitsaris that he feels davening for Yeshua. Sha'afu shorarai kol hayom. Those that are watch me, shorarai, we've had that word numerous times. They watch me kol hayom ki rabim lochamim li marom. So many fight me, marom, Hashem, you on high. Yom ira ani elecha eftach. It is a day that I fear. I have bitachon in you. A number of mafarshim quote the Rapinkas quotes and the Rinas Yischa quote that the first step in recognizing the godless of Hashem is to recognize first the danger at hand. If I don't recognize Yom Ira, then I'm not going to have ani alech avtach. If I don't think I'm in a difficult situation, I don't think I'm in dire straits, then I'm not going to need to have bitachon, and I'm not going to need to have that bitachon or to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that's the what's merumas in this. In this pasuk, that's what the Rinas Yitzchak here says. He quotes this again from the Brisker Rav. That's not called bitachon if you don't think you're in dire straits. Right? We have to recognize Yom Ira. If Salvechik says that, that's life. Remember the machlokas Rambam Ramban about davening every single day. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to daven every single day. As we know, and the Ramban argues, no, there's no mitzvah to daven every single day, only be'es tzara. Not based on the pasuk of Al-Abdu b'chol avavchem, tainis davez, avodah shebelev. Says the Ramban, that's not formulated in a lashon of tzivui. But the pasuk in Baloscha, uvayom hareosim, usakatem b'chatzotros. So that's the pasuk of tefila be'es tzara. Rav Salvechik says that maybe both the Rambam and the Ramban fundamentally agree that davening is only be'es sara. Only be'es sara is mechuyev daraisa. But the chiddush of the Rambam is that life is an es sara. I recognize the risk factor and what the situation in life is every single day. I mean, that's a deeper yom ira. Every day I fear. Every day I fear. Ani elecha eftach. And to you I have that bitachon. To you I turn in tefillah. And that's the chiddush of the Rambam. Be'lokim ahalel dvaro, be'lim batakti lo ira. Right, there are a lot of parallels. It says this similar pasuk later on in pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Right, this pasuk is a few times. It has this phrase. In Hashem, I praise, and I have bitachon. Where Rashi says, be'lokim, even midas hadin. Be'lokim ahalel dvaro, even in midas hadin, I praise his word. Be'lokim batakti lo ira, ma yase basali. All right, what could people do to me? Kol hayom dvarai ya'atsevu. All day, my words ya'atsevu. They try to make me atsuv. They try to push me down, to make me upset, to make me sad. Alai, kol machshavosam lara. On me are all they think all day is about me. Right? So there are some nations out there, all they're about is our anti-Jew. Right? What do they stand for? Alai, Kalmach, Shavos, Amlara. All of them. Yaguru, Yitzponu. Right? They gather together and they hide. Hema, Akeva, Yishmoru, Kasher, Kivu, Nafshi. Right? They, whatever, they look to what I hope for and they try to ruin it. Al Oven, Palet, Lamo. Upon sin they escape. Right, the Radak says this pasuk is bitmiya, right? Alavon, from their sin, palet lamo. Are they going to escape from their sin? No way. Ba'af amim horeid elokim, right? With your anger, Hashem, bring down the nations. Look at the Radak. Bitmiya, klomer, alavon shehim osim imi, yelem hatzala, lo yekein. Are they going to have a, no, of course, ela horeidim ba'af chashlein atzelo, Hashem, bring them down, so they don't. Nodi safarta. Hashem, nodi, my, Nadad, right, to move around, my moving, my escaping. David HaMelech is saying, he's going from place to place, running away from Shaul. Nodi Safarta, you know exactly, you count the steps that I have to take here in exile. Ata Sima Dimasi Benodecha. Now it's playing on the words. Nodi is my wanderings, and here Nodcha is a bottle. Ata Sima Dimasi, put my tears Benodecha. Right, put my tears in your bottle. And again, this is generalized. Hashem, put all the tears of Klal Yisrael for all the Galios in a bottle. Halo b'sifrascha, b'sifrasecha, right? They are in your sefer. You have it recorded. Every single tear, as Gemara in Bamitzia on Daphne and Tess in the Sugiyas of Onah. Remember the Gemara says there, even though Sharei Onah are Ninal, but Sharei Demos are never. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Yom Shenechar Beis Hamikdash, Ninalu Sharei Tfila. Shneamar Gamki Ezak VaAshaveya Sasum Tfilasi. V'yavish Sharei Tfila Ninalu Sharei Dmaos Lo Ninalu. Shneamar Shema Tfilasi Hashem B'Shavasi HaAzina El Dimasi Al Techarash. Right, Dima is always a new gate that's always open. That's the Gemara from Masiyah Nentes. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kufhei says if somebody morid maos al adam kasher, right? That's something that we have to make ourselves condition ourselves to do that. Right? Kol morid maos al adam kasher. Where's the? Let me find the line. Here it is. Shabbos Kufhei Mebeis. Kol morid maos al adam kasher. Kadosh Baruch Hu sofran umenichan bebeis genazav. He counts it and puts it in his treasure house. Shenemar arpasik. Nodi safarta ata sima dimasi benodcha halo b'sifrascha. Interesting, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kajak Lover in Chelik Beis, he says, why doesn't it say kala boche? It's called a morid dmaos. Why not kala boche? The answer is because morid dmaos, you have to go if you're inspired about something or it pains or whatever the event is, it has to go from the mind to the heart. And it has to take action. But go down into myself to be able to then act upon it. Kol morid demos of the adam zeh moridus palus min amoach alaleiv. And if we do that, so then that's something that could last. The morid demos diuk. Okay, the power of tears, that type of davening. Halo b'sifra secha. It's in your sefer. Oh, one other ha'ara. I saw the Rinat Yitzchak explains. This pasuk, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam quotes it, and that is the four ways that we can rip up a gzar din. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalid, Midarki Atshuva Lios Hashav Tsoek Tamid Lefnei Hashem, to cry to Davin in front of Hashem, Bivchi Uvesachanunim. Or one of the ways is Tsaaka. That was the language of the Gemara. V'Golem Imkomo, right? Shinui Makom Shagolas B'Chaver Savon Reishah Goremes Lo Likana Lios Ana V'Ushval Ruach. And that's with four things. Tzedaka, tzaaka, v'yesh omer, af shinui makom. So maybe, says the rest of the Rinat Yitzchak, this pasuk, nodi safarta, right? My movings, that's galus. Shegalisi mimkomi, v'galus b'chaber ha'savon. Sima dimasi, and now my crying out. So that's tfila. Tfila and the galus are two of the things that are mechaper. And David HaMelech is asking for that to be saved. We continue. Oz Yashuvu Oivai Achar. If this happens, if you count my tears and you gather in my exiles, my enemies will go backwards. Oz Yashuvu Oivai Achar Biyom Ekra. On the day that I call, Ze Yadati Ki Elokim Li. I know. Ze Yadati Ki Elokim Li. I know Hashem is with me. Be Elokim Halel Davar. Bashem Halel Davar. Right, very similar to the pasuk we had before. Be Elohim and Bashem Akalel Davar. Again, the Radak says, whether it is like Rashi said before, Bashem Halal Davar, Adoni Avizal, the Radak quotes his father, Beilokim Shumidis Hadin, for Bashem Shumidis Rachamim, Klomar, Ala Tova, Ala Ra, Ahalel Davar, Hashem Yisbarach V'Ahudenu. On the good and on the bad, on the Elokim and on the Hashem, on the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and on the Elokim, Midas Adim Mizrachamim, I will daven. I think we've quoted recently in a couple of prakim ago maybe that thought that the Tzlach quotes, when you say on the good and on the bad, so the Tzlach quotes in Imsachim on Daf Nun, he quotes the Gemara there, says, Ha'olam Hazeh, Abelsoros Tovos, you say Hatov Ametiv, Abelsoros Ros, Dina Emes, but Ha'olam Abba, Kulo Hatov V'Hametiv. In all of us, Kulo Hatov V'Hametiv. And what does that mean, Kulo? So he quotes from, I forgot who he says it from, Rev Ephraim Reicher, he quotes, that he says that in the future, based on the Pasuk in Yeshayo, Odecha ki anaftabi. Right now we say, right, the two different brachas, but in the future we'll see that it was even the ra was tov. Afilu ha-pra'anis shabala adam eno ra, aval tova l'zakecho so, ul'achni ha-yetzahara, ul'tara n'shama, el sh'adam ba'olam hazeh eno meivin adar v'lishuro, v'nidme ve'enav kielu hura. It looks like midas hadin. U'kumochin lasid lavo, k'shinizkez l'zibim heira, nomar v'yom ha-hu odcha, ki'anaftabi. Sh'nosin hoda l'sh'avar. Not just then everything will be good, but we'll be able to look back. Be able to look back l'mafreya. She'yira l'mafreya she'kulo ha'yamidas tov v'ha'yla l'verach ala kol ha'tov v'ha'metiv. That's how he quotes from the Rav Reicher in that way. But that's this idea. That's this radak. Be'elokim ahalel davar, v'ashem ahalel davar. Also might be related to some of the mafreshim say the Beis Halevi. We quoted this Beis Halevi also a couple of prakim ago. In Drush Tezayin, there are two reasons why we might be saved. Because we deserve it, or because our enemy deserves to be punished. Right? One of those two reasons. The Yeshuasan shall ma'aminim, the chain mishpatam shall ena ma'aminim, al ma'aseim haraim, ye shnei dvarim, shehim echad, ushtem tuyim ze bazeh, ushze kam, ze nofel. Right? That's what he quotes the Gemara Megillah, davav, yushlaim vekesari, im yomer lecha adam yeshvushtehem, yashvushtehem al tamin, charvushtehem al tamin, charv yushlaim yashra kesar, or the opposite, tamin, right? Imalaha chareva. One goes up, one goes down. La Om Mil Om Ye'ematz. V'yemkein Yeshuasan Shei Yisrael. Also, Shnei Ofanim, says the Beis Halevi. Ha'echad, Em Yasu Tshuva, V'yizku Maseim HaTovim Lehigayel. U'memela, De Yeshuasan Shei Yisrael, Memela, there'll be Nekama on the enemy. Or the other way, Lahefech, even if we're not Zoche Chalila, Kshismali, when it's time for the Goyim to be punished, they'll be punished by our Yeshua. So suggest also, Rinas Yitzchak here too, maybe that's what's being alluded to in this pasuk. Be'elokim is where and Bashem, Be'elokim is where they're being punished, and Bashem is where we deserve it. Those are the two times. Elokim, Be'elokim, Batachti, Lo Ira. I trust in Hashem, I don't fear, Mayasa Adam Li, Hashem can't do anything to me. If I trust in Hashem, Mayasa Adam Li, right? Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Ein Od Milvado attitude. The Nefesh HaChaim talks about this. Right in Shar Gimel in Parak Yud Beis, he says this is the pasuk Chulin Dav Zayin Ein O Milvado, and the stories there that sometimes some of the Machashefos try to do things to the Amorah. I mean, they said try it Ein O Milvado, right? You're not going to be successful. And the Nefesh HaChaim explains when somebody is locked in, so there's no way that they could be affected. Ube'emes hu inyan gadol uskula nifla. I'm reading Gimel Yud Beis. La haser ulevatel me'alav kol dinim uretzonos achirim, to prevent any other dinim. Shelo yuchlu l'shlotbo v'lo yasu shum roshem klal. External forces will have no effect. K'she'adam koveya b'libo lemar. A person is koveya in his heart. Halo Hashem u'elokim amiti ve'eino melvado yizbarach shum koach ba'olam v'kol ha'olam os klal. There's no other power out there in the world, right? So once one does has that feeling, then no other power could affect. That was Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. And this was the Inyan Avodas Ha'avos, call you in. This is what the Avos did. And Moshe Rabbeinu Haisa Oz Yoter Gavoa. It continues. This was the, but this is David HaMelech right here. Be'elohim Batachti Lo Ira Mayase Adam Li. That's the message of the Nefesh HaChaim. Alay Elohim Nidarecha Ashalim Todos Lach. Upon me are your Nidarim. I accept the Nidarim for my salvation, and I will pay Ashalim Todos Lach. I will pay my Todos that I have to pay. Remember the Nitziv, Hamak Davar in Parshas Sabar. He talks about Toda has a personal Toda, personal Chiyav Lahodos, but it's also a mitzvah to be Mefarsim. And he says that whole parak in Tehillim, as it goes back and forth, L'cha Hashem Ekra, V'shem Elokim Ekra, In the Hamech Dover, in the Herchei Dover there, he talks about the two elements of a Karban Todah, the private and the public. You saved me, so I could walk in the Orach Chaim, says the Rashi and the Radak. Coming back to Eretz Yisrael, that's what I want to do, believing Eretz, Plishtim, and the enemies here in Gat. Okay, we'll stop here.